Bloody hell, said Nanny again, very quietly, and added, you've been thinking about this, have you?
Yes.
See here, Esme, I mean, Black Alice was one of the best. I mean, you're very good at, well, headology and thinking and that. I mean, Black Alice, well, she just upped and went at it.
You saying I couldn't do it, are you?
Excuse me, said McGrath. No, no, of course not, said Nanny, ignoring her.
Right.
Only, well, she was a, you know, a hoyden of witches, like the king said.
Doyen, said Granny, who had looked it up. Not hoyden.
Excuse me, said McGrath, louder this time. Who was Black Alice? And, she added quickly, none of this exchanging meaningful glances and talking over my head. There's three witches in this coven, remember?
She was before your time, said Nanny Og. Before mine, really. She lived over Scandway. Very powerful witch.
If you listen to rumour, said Granny.
She turned a pumpkin into a royal coach once, said Nanny.
Showy, said Granny Weatherwax. That's no help to anyone, turning up at a ball smelling like a pie, and that business with the glass slipper, dangerous to my mind.
But the biggest thing she ever did, said Nanny, ignoring the interruption, was to send a whole palace to sleep for 100 years until...
She hesitated.
Can't remember. Was the rose bushes involved, or was it spinning wheels in that one? I think some princess had to finger... No, there was a prince, that was it.
Finger a prince? Said McGrath uneasily.
No, he had to kiss her. Very romantic, Black Alice was. There was always a bit of romance in her spells. She liked nothing better than girl meets frog.
Why did they call her Black Alice?
Fingernails, said Granny.
And teeth, said Nanny Og. She had a sweet tooth, lived in a real gingerbread cottage. Couple of kids shoved her in her own oven at the end. Shocking.
And you're going to send the castle to sleep? Said McGrath.
She never sent the castle to sleep, said Granny. That's just an old wives' tale, she added, glaring at Nanny. She just stirred up time a little. It's not as hard as people think. Everyone does it all the time. It's like rubber is time. You can stretch it to suit yourself.
McGrath was about to say, that's not right. Time is time. Every second lasts a second. That's what it's for. That's its job. Then she recalled weeks that had flown past and afternoons that had lasted forever. Some minutes had lasted hours. Some hours had gone past so quickly she hadn't been aware they'd gone past at all.
But that's just people's perception, she said, isn't it? Oh, yes, said Granny. Of course it is. It all is. What difference does that make?
100 years would be over-egging it, mind, said Nanny.
I reckon 15 would be a nice round number, said Granny. That means the lad will be 18 at the finish. We just do the spell, go and fetch him. He can manifest his destiny, and everything will be nice and neat.
McGrath didn't comment on this, because it had occurred to her that destinies sounded easy enough when you talked about them, but were never very bankable where real human beings were concerned. But Nanny Og sat back and tipped another generous measure of apple brandy in her tea.
Could work out nice, she said. A bit of peace and quiet for 15 years. If I recall the spell, after you say it, you have to fly around the castle before cockcrow.
I wasn't thinking about that, said Granny. It wouldn't be right. Felmet would still be king all that time. The kingdom would still get sick. No, what I was thinking of doing was moving the whole kingdom.
She beamed at them.
The whole of Lancre? Said Nanny.
Yes.
15 years into the future?
Yes.
Nanny looked at Granny's broomstick.